Our next item is Saddle Ridge MRRPC Preliminary Site Plan Route 24.
This item was also deferred at our January 8th meeting to allow for the full commission's participation. This is a preliminary site plan for an 81-lot residential plan community. This application, also known as Change Zone 1742, was approved by the County Council on September 30th of last year with 13 conditions of approval. Those conditions are noted or depicted on the site plan. The layout design is similar to the plan that was submitted during the public hearing process, except that instead of single-family detached units, the units will now be fee-simple single-family lots. The minimum lot size is 7,500 square feet. The proposed setbacks are 20 feet front yards, 5 feet side yards, and 20 feet rear yards. All corner lots have 20-foot setbacks from both right-of-ways. Sidewalks are provided on both sides of all streets. The recreation amenities include a pool, a recreation facility, and 15 parking spaces are provided. The county will provide central sewer. Tidewater will provide central water. There's no direct impacts to the wetlands. If you grant preliminary approval, final would be subject to the commission's review and approval upon receipt of all agency approvals. Before the January 8th meeting, we provided you a copy of the site plan, and most recently we provided you a copy of a letter from the developer's engineering firm detailing the request for the smaller side yard setbacks. That's all I have, unless you would have any questions.
Thank you. Thank you.
This one, highlight a little bit. There's a little bit more of an issue that the commission at least needs to address, because on this, the site plan has changed from, as Mr. Abbott said, a condominium development where there were no lots at all to basically a subdivision with 81 lots now. Before, there weren't really any setbacks because there weren't individual lots. There are now lots and the request for setbacks. So what the commission also needs to decide is whether, that's basically the same project that came through the public hearing process. It sounds like the layout's the same, but you go from no lots to 81 lots.
I think it's the same number of units, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, the units are the same, but it's basically
different layout.
It wasn't approved as a subdivision. Now they're asking for it to be approved as a subdivision. That's what it comes down to. And so, you drive by on the street, you probably not necessarily would even know the difference between the two. But
that's the issue. The condominium regime is a form of ownership. Fee simple is a form of ownership. The question is, how relevant is the form of ownership to the process and the mission that we're engaged in? I guess that's a question we have to answer.
It's sort of two separate code sections. It's Chapter 99 and Chapter 115 versus just Chapter 115.
Yeah.
And it's RPC, so it could be single-family detached condominiums, or it could be these simple lots.
That's true, and I'm...
You all just need to decide whether it's a material enough change to basically make them go back through the hearing process or just let it go with the revised preliminary site plan. And I don't bring that up to advocate one way or another, just so that whatever you decide, it's clear that you took that into account.
Right. But this was from AR to MR, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm also mindful that the original application that was presented to us included 115 single-family lots. And now it sounds like they're having difficulty coming up with 81 single-family lots. And I'm kind of puzzled by the need for the side yard setback being reduced in half when you're dealing with fewer single family lots than what were originally proposed. So,
on the 81 lots is what you guys recommend that the council cut it down to, and the council went with that.
Right. I think we're the one. I think 81 was us.
I think I did the motion for Mr. Johnson. Yeah. I believe you did.
Yeah.
So that wasn't my brain blurb. Well, it was originally, the reason, as I recall, for the MR request was to do condominiums. And so that they couldn't do condominiums under the under its current zoning.
They didn't have the acreage to do multifamily.
Right.
Right.
But one of the other, another issue, you have to have at least 40 acres. And there's not, I don't think there's 40 acres there, is there?
And then, no, it's 30-something. And then when we analyzed the adjacent densities, that's how we arrived at the 81. We just took an average and bumped it a touch and gave them 81, reduced the request from 115, and it was supposed to be condominiums. You know, I don't know, because, you know, if, I guess, Mr. Robinson, if we required a public hearing, what happens to the MR zoning that was approved?
The MR zoning would stay.
Zoning stays.
Yeah, that stays.
Yeah. But I don't think, I'm sitting here racking my brain trying to think of a way this could be a problem either now or in the future, and I'm not really coming up with too much. I mean, it's 81 units or 81 lots. In some ways, having 81 lots may actually afford you a little more control, but or a little more influence, regulation, whatever you want to call it.
You'd be spinning your wheels, no question.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, I don't think I'm too.
What about the setbacks? So,
disturbed by it.
I mean, what are the setbacks are supposed to be 10 feet, right?
Typically, in the MR district, it could be 30. It would be 30, 10, and 10.
Okay.
And they're wanting 5, right? They're wanting 20.
Requesting 20
5.
Front, 5 sides, and 20 rear.
And so, you know, Mr. Johnson, this is, we're back into that same discussion about setbacks, and we have the flexibility under the RPC, but.
In the original site plan, Shane, I don't have it in front of me, was it a cluster of just single-family homes with a space in between the next cluster, or was there just so many feet between each unit?
I think so many feet between each unit.
7 feet. I think it was
copy the plan.
I think it was
well,
seven.
I think there's a representative of the applicant here and might have a picture that's worth 1,000 words
okay.
With him, maybe.
Let's go.
So, Mr. Key, if you want to come forward and just show us the picture, I would ask that you, unless you're asked a question, need you to be just like you are now. Okay? Because this is not a public hearing, it's a public meeting, so we have to be very careful. And just for those of you, again, who aren't here very often, the rules do allow us to ask a question of someone, but that person is not to give extemporaneous testimony or anything, only answer the question that we ask. So the question I'm asking you is, show us the picture, please. Now, do you want some...
Is that the before, or is that the after?
This is the before. This was originally
state your
submitted.
Name.
Yeah, I need your name. Do need your name for the record.
It's Frank Key with Solutions Integrated Planning, Engineering, and Management.
That appears to, that's the drawing, that was at the public hearing?
Yes, sir.
And that looks like you did cluster those three or four single-family detached condominium houses with a 40-foot space in between the next cluster?
That is correct, and 7 feet between buildings.
That's the before.
Before.
That's
correct.
That's not the one, it's not the...
You have the one that you...
And here we go.
Now, Mr. Key, I mean, I'm sensing that the 81 single-family switch from the condos is not a big issue with us, but the setbacks. Could you possibly conform to the 30, 10, and 10 that's in code?
We could. It would reduce the amount of open space.
And what is the percentage of open space now? It would still be calculated as open space, wouldn't it, the setbacks?
No, not on lots.
Okay, what would happen to the open space then? Do you have any idea?
It would
how
shrink.
Much, how much?
I'm not sure. I haven't tried that. I would say, you know, about 15% maybe.
And
yes.
And but that open space, that's a pond, right? I mean, would it encroach into the pond? No, you'd shrink the ends.
Yes.
And do you have amenities in that area, the open space?
Yes, that's a park area, as is this, as is this.
So what would the picture look like if you didn't have, if you had the 10-yard setbacks instead of the 5-yard setbacks on the sides?
See, I think feet we're talking about.
Yeah, 10
feet.
Excuse me, yards, feet.
He was thinking yards, not yardage.
Don't throw meters in there, Mike.
Nice try, nice try.
Hey, I keep trying to make these things wider, you know?
Just don't go metric on us.
Right, yeah, whatever you do.
Trouble.
Yeah, don't start talking to me.
After all, we gotta give 2,000 square feet for a tent, you know?
The plan would look the same. The ability to put wider houses would shrink.
But this is an RPC, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so I mean, what you're saying is that you're switching to single-family homes, and in doing that switch, if you get the 5-foot setbacks versus the 10, that then the amenities, which is part of that design ingenuity, would stay intact.
With 10-foot sides rather than fives?
With fives rather than tens.
Yes.
But if you have to go to the 10, then you're going to encroach on that design ingenuity and the amenities.
Yes.
And the open space.
Yes.
So the setbacks you proposed in the original public hearing for the front?
I believe they were 18.
And now you're proposing?
20.
20.
Yes.
And you had side yard setbacks of 7 between units in their little clusters, and then 40 feet between the next cluster.
Correct.
And now you're proposing 5 foot between each, which gives you a 10-foot spacing between houses.
Correct.
Was it 7? So between
seven
buildings, would it be 7 and 7 or just 7?
7.
Just 7.
Yeah, it was inside the little box with the cluster.
To get the 7. So you're going from 7 feet to 10 feet visually.
Correct.
I just thought of something. I was telling Vince, if you have a 5-foot side yard setback, you can build a deck first floor level that can encroach 5 feet into the setback. Oops. You could have a deck. Somebody could build a deck and it'd be on the property line.
Well, you have decks. You have you have the enclosures around gas tanks or trash cans. You have outdoor showers, you know. If you ride through some of these subdivisions, which I had an opportunity today, it's amazing all these little things that jut out in that setback. So
you had to strike the allowance of any encroachments into the 5-foot setback.
I should keep the inspectors busy.
It has to be, basically it'd be 10 foot between the houses, no encroachments. Chimneys can encroach
2 feet.
2 feet. Bay windows can encroach 2 feet. Air handlers can encroach 3 feet. Decks can encroach 5.
I mean, it would be possible a deck could be on a property line.
That's right, it could be.
It'd be a lot easier to pass the Grey Poupon if you ran out of mustard, wouldn't it? So with what you're proposing, how far is it to the sidewalk?
From the face of the garage?
Yes.
It would be 20 feet.
So there's going to be 20 feet and then the sidewalk?
Correct.
Okay, because then I was just seeking clarification because your letter referenced that it was 18 feet in the original proposal to the sidewalk. So I didn't know if the sidewalk was considered part of the front yard or not. And so you're saying 20 feet plus the sidewalk?
Yes.
What was the rear yard setback that was originally proposed?
There was none.
There was no rear yard setback.
Right, because
no,
there was no lot lines.
There's no condominium. Yeah, you don't want to have one.
I'm just trying to get a sense of how much total space was of this so-called open spaces being lost, because they had 18 and 7.5, that's 25, versus 20 and 10, and then not knowing what the rear yard setback was supposed to be.
Do you have a question?
Yes, sir.
Do we have any any communities with a 5-yard setback?
Yes.
5 feet?
Americana Bayside.
Americana Bayside.
Does that deck issue come up?
Hasn't.
There, and that may be dealt with in their restrictive covenants as well. That's a pretty regulated community also.
And that's a huge community, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not talking, you know, 50 or 100 or even 200. We're talking, presumably, I'm assuming, a lot more than that.
Do we have the flexibility to prohibit the decks?
I mean,
RPC.
Yeah, it's an RPC. You could.
I mean, if that's bothering anyone, I don't know that it's bothering me in particular, but Shane does point out, and it's a practical consideration, someone could have a 5-foot encroachment, and on the opposite side you could have a 5-foot encroachment, and you've got two decks touching each other, essentially, because they're both on the property line. I'm not sure who would do that. I'm not sure how useful a 5-foot deck is, but I'll tell you what, I see people do a lot of things I don't understand. So,
well, but it would be 5 foot off to the on the side, but you could carry the deck across the back.
The right? Two decks could connect to each other.
Right.
There wouldn't be any yard.
Yeah. Right.
That's more like of an HOA type situation. But 5 feet, Mr. Chairman, I mean, if you put a 3-foot mulch or something with some flowers, you've got 2 feet and of yard. You have to buy a special push mower to get down there. And I think that's the reason for the code, Mr. Key, is that, you know, the 10 feet is that you would have a little bit of space there, of usable space, and not just, you know, be closing each other's windows in the night when the draft comes up. And I was troubled with this as I continually look at it, even with Coastal Club, and that 5 feet is just not very much space. And I'm joking a little bit when I say, would you like some Grey Poupon? But when you start to get within 5 feet, my goodness, you can darn near do that. It's just not a lot of space between buildings. I think the fire code requires 10.
Well, it is 10 feet between buildings because there's a 5-foot setback on each side.
It is. But, I mean, as a practical matter, you put in a 3-foot landscape around the house with some mulch or something and it leaves you 2.
Oh, I don't disagree. That's what I'm saying. That's why we're having the conversation. You're
and
right.
Then if we try to put restrictions of, well, no decks or whatever, I mean, like Mr. Johnson stated, my goodness, how do you enforce such a thing?
Yeah, and that would be the issue, and that's why I don't really think that's practical, but it was just a question just if we actually have that flexibility, if it was bothering anyone that much.
There is could I provide some examples?
Just Mr. Key.
Well, we know there's some of those, Mr. Key.
Okay.
And Mr. Lack had something.
I'm sorry, Mr.
There is a section of the subdivision regulation that requires that all property lines be reserved for the center line of a 5 or 10 foot drainage and or utility. So that means they wouldn't be able to build and encroach into that 5 foot. But you have to make sure that would be a condition on a site plan. But again, it's an RPC, so things can be a little different, I guess. If you had a 10-foot setback, then you'd have a property line, and there'd be a 5-foot on each side for drainage and utilities, and there's still 5 foot to allow for that encroachment that
right.
was discussed earlier.
Correct. Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm. I think the Coastal Club was tight, and I think this is tight.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Saddle Ridge MRRPC preliminary site plan off of Route 24, my motion is for denial of the revised preliminary site plan showing 5 foot side yards.
So you're only doing the 5 foot?
He's denying the request.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to deny the preliminary site plan Route 24 for Saddle Ridge MRRPC with showing the 5 foot side yard setbacks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.